There we go. So,
would you just like to tell me a little bit about
yeah, that? Well, my name's Barbara Harrison, and I was born in Anfield, the same area I live in now, yeah. Never moved away from it. And I'm 79 in July, and I've got four children, six grandchildren, six great grandchildren.
Oh my goodness,
quite a big family. Yeah. And, I mean, if you talk about the atom bomb, that was the main thing, I think. The worry for me was my children more than anything.
When was your first child born?
My first child was born in 1953. Oh, no, sorry. I was married in 1953.
Yeah.
I was married Coronation Street. Coronation Week.
Oh,
the Queen was crowned on the Tuesday and I was married on the Saturday.
Ah, right.
In 1953. And my daughter was born the following year.
Yeah.
My first daughter. And born then.
How did you feel then in that time, if you said the atom bomb, obviously that... Do you remember the first time you heard about the atom bomb?
There was always rumblings everywhere, on the news. You know, if there were any arguments among governments, you started to get worried that someone was going to want to try and use the bomb, you know.
Yeah.
But the first thing I remember was when they took my daughter, I think I told you this the other day, I took my daughter to the clinic. She was only about 6 weeks old, and she had a little milk rash on her face. Mm. And you know, being my first baby, the least little mark, of course, you would be sick over it, don't you? So I went to the clinic, the doctor's clinic, and I went in and said to the nurse, oh, look at my baby's face, she's got a milk rash all over her face. And I was absolutely stunned because she said to me, you mothers made me sick. She said, in 6 weeks we might all be getting blown to bits and yet you're worrying about a rash on your baby's face. Well, you can imagine how I felt.
Yeah.
I was absolutely horrified. I thought, oh God, does she know something, you know, has something happened that we...
Was that the first time that you remember thinking about the bomb, or had you thought about it a little bit?
Not really, I've thought about it earlier because you heard about it on the news and all that. And I mean, that everyone of course heard about Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Mm. And I mean, that was absolutely horrific. And I think, you know, that was absolutely awful. And you felt guilty in the way because your country was involved in killing all life, brought an end to the war.
Yeah.
But at the cost of the lives of thousands of innocent people,
Did that make you then feel any different? You said you thought your country was involved. Did that make you feel any differently about Britain itself? How did that make you feel?
Well, you were in a position really when you personally couldn't do anything about it, but you felt guilty that your country was actually involved, you know, in what was happening, and it made you feel guilty that. You were part of that country. When you've seen those horrific pictures of the aftermath of the bomb, you know, it was absolutely awful.
Mm.
And it did, and then, you know, people used to go around saying then, oh, it'll only take one man to have a row with his wife of a morning, go and work in a bad temper, and one turns it on and take the rest of us with him and put his finger on the button.
Yeah.
This is the way people used to talk, you know.
Do you remember kind of maybe ever having conversations then with any friends or family about it, or about any of your worries?
Oh, I always used to worry about it, you know, with my parents and that. You used to think, oh, do you think the children are ever going to grow up? And, you know, I mean, our parents had the worry of the war, but that was like a different kind of thing than a bomb. Because people used to say sometimes, I know now it wasn't true, but people used to say, oh, they'd only have to drop one on England and the whole lot would go, you know, the whole lot of us would go.
Yeah.
And when there was any trouble amongst governments and that, I mean, I always remember the name Khrushchev always used to put the fear of God in me.
Yeah.
Because I always thought he was a real evil man. I know now, you know, them things are not true, but at the time, when I heard his name, I thought, oh, God, is he going to be the one to drop the atom bomb on us? Or,
yeah.
And then the H-bomb came along, and that was even worse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, like as my son said to me the other day when we were watching that film, that draws an end. He said, that's why we haven't got all these big world wars now, because so many people got this bomb now that it keeps war at bay. I said, well, what about became all these little wars. He said, well, they're nothing compared to the world wars, you know. It's just true, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, and you were saying before as well that you watched a video with your son the other day. But do you remember any ever reading or any books or any videos kind of around the time or maybe since?
I didn't see videos of that at the time. The only thing, as I say, you heard on the news, it was more like what you thought in your mind. You were worried that there was going to be this certain man that was going to, you know, become a bit crazed and want to test out the atom bomb in other countries. And you know, you always had that fear. There was going to be that kind of lunatic that would...
Did you ever think as well about kind of what would happen if an atomic bomb went off? Did you ever kind of put yourself in that position?
Well, that was another thing, really. At the time, I always remember, you started talking about how you could protect yourself if an atomic bomb fell.
Yeah.
And we were saying, like, silly things, but nothing that was really silly. Make sure that you stay indoors, you have plenty of food. And make sure that you block off the bottom of your doors and around your windows. So, you know, and but they were actually things being advised for people. Yeah. If there was the threat of a bomb, to make sure that you made everywhere sealed, you know, sealed right, so that nothing could come in.
Did you ever put anything into place, or was it just things you
never
said
put anything
it
into place?
Yeah.
But then, you know, people were saying, oh, it's all right for the government. They'll have all these shelters and we'll all be left to fend for ourselves kind of thing.
So did it make you maybe think of the government in a different way? How did, if maybe they could protect themselves and you couldn't, how did that make
you think? Well, I always had the feeling that they weren't so worried. They weren't as worried as us, because I always thought they'd be all right if a matter of bomb, because they lack the protection, they lack the place to go to.
Yeah.
But the likes of us, the ordinary people, would be the ones that would suffer, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back now, you know your fears were pretty ungrounded, but at the time, when you're young and you've got a young family, your fears are more, you think, you know, you're having these children, are they ever going to grow up? Are they ever going to be allowed to grow up and live their lives and that, you know?
So did you worry then for your children?
Oh, worried for, always worried. It was mainly your children you worried for.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be doing things and things, is it worth planning for the future? Is there going to be a future, you know?
Yeah.
And these are the things that would go on in your mind, you know, especially when you have a family. Mm. But the men, my husband never worried. I used to say to him, I'm doing all the worrying. Men don't have the same mentality. I think men actually like it all, don't they? I mean, my son thought this was fabulous. I'd love to see one going off. He was saying, I'd love to see. I said, what? I mean, you know, another thing I've always thought. I mean, then, watching that especially, them bombs, the way they go off. I think that stuff that comes out of them must be in the atmosphere for years and years to come. And I often wonder, you know, you hear all this talk now about cancer and all these terrible diseases. You wonder whether the air is contaminated by, although it's a long time ago, but where does it go? Does it ever go away?
Do you still think about it then now? Would you say kind of maybe attitudes, have they changed or have they stayed the same?
I still often think to myself, is the air still, you know, still contaminated? Look at Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I mean, that contaminated the air for miles and fields, and we don't know whether that stuff in the atom bomb got into the atmosphere and spread around the world, do we?
Yeah.
Because not only did they drop them too on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but they also done loads and loads of tests, didn't they? Under the sea and under the ground. I mean, you know, what was that? What's that done to the air?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. That's what I always worry about. Even for your grandchildren, you know, but they don't have a safe future.
Yeah.
But my son says to me, well, listen, Mum, he said, this is keeping the wars at bay. That should give you a bit of comfort to think, because we've got them bombs, that we're not having these big wars. Mm. But you like to think that's the truth, and that maybe it will stop future, you know, big wars. But
how often would you say that you used to think about this then? How often would these kind of thoughts
when I was young, it was on every time you seen anything, it was on your mind more or less a lot of the time, you know.
Oh, do you see things a lot then, or?
Oh, yeah, on the news and all that, you know. And then they have the pictures and they have the newsreels on them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you ever remember anything specific? Like, does anything stand out in your mind, like a specific event, or is it just...
Well, seeing that picture of the Rossum, that stuck out in my mind for years, you know. I mean, you've probably seen that picture of that little girl running screaming down the street with no clothes on, you know. Mm. That was a thing, that was a picture that stayed with people for years to think what it had done to them people, you know. It didn't only kill thousands, but it injured people lived with it for years after, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, that could be my children, you know. That could be my family. That's
How powerful are these memories when you look back at them?
Look, at the time they were very, very, very frightening, really, at the time. I think I was very frightened. And I think everybody, really, if you spoke to anyone at the time, they always had that underlying fear that one day someone was going to want to drop a bomb somewhere, you know, other than what happened.
Speaking with these people, did you ever kind of hear any horror stories or, you know, anything like that?
Not horror stories, only, I'd say, people's fears of this happening to us kind of thing, you know. And the stories of them telling you what to do with one they thought.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that was a terrible thing to live with, to think that they're actually telling us what to do. And the fact that they're telling us what to do makes you think, is it going to happen, you know?
But did that make you feel safer with these... with them telling you what you should do,
what they told us was so ridiculous that you knew if you did do that, you still wouldn't stand a chance, really.
Did you recognise that at the time that it was...
I thought so, because if they said you make sure your doors are sealed and all this, I mean, you know, if you sealed every bit of your room up, how would you believe you didn't know it? And it comes down the chimney, you know, it was absolutely ridiculous, the thing they were telling us.
Mm. And do you ever remember any kind of anti-nuclear protests, like the CND or...?
Well, I've never actually went on any myself, but I did see them on television. You know, you've seen all the women, which I thought were very brave, really. And you noticed it was mostly women.
Yeah.
Because for the simple reason, like myself, they were thinking of their families, their children.
Yeah.
And they wanted the bomb banned, because women... as hard and not like, we're not the kind, we haven't got the nature for fighting and wars, I don't think, like men have, actually, women. And I used to admire them women, really, and I used to think, well, they're doing that for us.
Mm.
They're hopefully trying to, you know, make some monthly sense, you know.
So apart from the predominantly being women, did you have any other perceptions of the type of people who would be involved in that? Was that like the everyday person, or was that...
Well, I knew they were everyday. They were just ordinary women. They weren't like from any particular background. They were just women from all different backgrounds, really.
Yeah.
I mean, as I say, Phil, she was heavily involved in this. And I was at college with a girl, Stella, and she actually was dragged away and taken to prison.
Really?
Over it, yeah. She'd have been a good one for you to talk to. She was actually dragged away and taken to prison. She went and she was badly assaulted.
Really?
Yeah, by it all, you know.
Oh, goodness.
But she often tells us a story of what it was like.
And do you think that it made you act in a different way, or did it change your attitudes towards anything? Like, if you think it would maybe affect a bit, in what way would you say that it's affected you? Like, if you have to gauge it, would you say it's 1 to 10? How much would you say?
It was just really worry, right? That was the main thing, just worry.
Mm.
You found it was just at the back of your mind. Everything that you did in everyday life, it was always at the back of your mind. Like, say you were talking about maybe next year we'd go to the island, and then you click and think, when will we be in next year, you know?
Yeah.
They're the kind of things that went through your mind. I wonder, will something happen horrible before then? Will we ever get there? Them kind of thoughts, I think, were always at the back of your mind.
Yeah. And then before you mentioned a little bit about how you'd view the politicians maybe them being safe and you not, but did it make you think any differently about kind of science as well? Like, how did you view, did you think about that at all? Or?
Well, scientists, I thought, you know, I've often thought to myself, did these men regress ever making the bomb.
Mm.
I mean, they must have had families of their own. And they realised just what they were doing, you know.
Yeah.
Now, watching that CD, the man who invented the atom bomb did have regrets of making it.
Yeah.
But the man who invented the hydrogen bomb, he's actually honest. And he said he had no regret at all.
Yeah.
Because it brought peace to the world. But if neither of them had invented any of it, but there again, they'd have fought in other ways, I suppose. There'd have been other ways of fighting, like Hitler, what he did to the world.
Yeah.
You know, without the atom bomb, he can't, thousands died, didn't they? So.
Yeah. And do you think people have the same attitudes as you? You said you spoke to...
Most of the people I knew round about, I mean, no family on mum and dad, but my mum mainly, they had them worries. You know, I think most ordinary man in the street, because you felt a bit helpless, really, because you thought, what could you do? If it's happened, it's happened.
Yeah.
You couldn't run away. Like, in the world, they could evacuate you, but if anything like that happened, there'd be nowhere to go with that.
So did it make you see war itself in a different way? Like you said before, that it was a different kind of worry than the war that you'd made before.
Yeah. Because the wars, in a way, although we were bombed here, and the First World War didn't really affect, it was the men away fighting that affected really. It affected us at home in the fact that the men were dying.
Yeah.
Our men were dying, but the fact that a bomb could drop and just wipe out a whole thing was a different kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, fighting with guns, all right, could shoot a few people. But to drop a bomb, and we were told if one dropped on England, the loss would go.
Yeah.
And you know, the thought of that was a terrible thing to have on your mind.
Yeah.
But you went to bed at night, you didn't wonder a lot if it happened, you know, and some would be mad enough. You know, some of these men are lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the fact that, so you have to put your faith in other people to...
Well, you have to. I mean, we had to rely on the fact that our government were doing the right thing, didn't we?
Mm.
But although we didn't agree with them, you know, there wasn't a lot we could do about it, was there?
So did that make you feel differently towards them then, like you said before, about ideas of Britain as well? Like, how did you feel having to place your trust in someone else?
Yeah, well, that's all we can do really, isn't it? We vote these people in, and that's... You like to hope that you've voted the right people and that they're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, is it?
Mm. And this idea maybe of Britain being being a British person yourself, did it make you feel differently towards that? How did that make you feel?
No, it made me feel a bit ashamed, as I say, that we were actually involved in that. When I was older, when that happened in 1945, when the bomb was dropped, I was only 13, and at that age, you don't really take things in the same. It's only when you're older and you have family of your own, you look back on it and you think, wasn't that horrific that our country was actually involved in what was going on there, you know?
So would you say it's more of an effect looking back then, or was it at the time as well, maybe because you were 13 then? But
you didn't really... Like, that was something far away that didn't...
Yeah.
You know, don't forget, in those days, the world wasn't as wide open as it is today. We never went anywhere, never travelled anywhere.
Yeah.
So that was something that happened a long, long, long way away.
Yeah.
But when you're older and you look back and you think, we actually did that. You know, our country, we actually did that. The people that we voted for actually did that to other people. You like to think that we're the most civilised country and we'd never do anything like that. But we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right. We didn't. We were part of it. Because I believe some of our men were actually in the planes that went to drop the bomb.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all, in a way, guilty, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And before as well, we were talking about a film again that you've recently seen, and you said about, you saw a picture of a mushroom cloud. I've actually got one here, and it's just, if you could just tell me kind of how, when you see something like that, How does that kind of
make it feel? It makes you feel cold. I mean, it's a funny thing to say, looking at it, looking at it on this film, the colours, it looked beautiful,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you look behind that and think what's actually happening, you know, underneath it,
yeah.
It's absolutely horrific. I mean, on this film, you see men, after that went up, men were riding to hook drawers
here
on horses, and I thought them men were riding into that dust, and we must do something to them.
Mm.
Lots of men even now, they reckon suffer, don't they?
Yeah.
From the effects of having seen it. But, I mean, that looks... You're looking at it, you say it's not a lovely thing, but...
Yeah.
It looks like a big tree, with a big, doesn't it, with a big trunk?
Yeah.
But when you think of exactly what that's doing, it's horrific, isn't it?
Mm. It's quite strange.
Yeah, it is. And something so beautiful looking. Because when you see it coming up in the air, and this is all in colour,
yeah.
It comes up in the air like a giant mushroom,
yeah.
And it spreads, and you think, oh, that looks fabulous. And then you think, oh my God, was it a bone marrow?
Yeah. So when, as
well, I want to try and see that film. I think you'd really be interested in it.
I think you said it's got William Shatner.
William Shatner, he talks in the background about it, and it tells all about the bomb. It tells you who made it and when it was made and when it got the one on Hiroshima they call Little Boy,
yeah,
and the one on Nagasaki they call Fat Man.
Yeah,
that was the names they give the bomb. I mean, it's a good bomb's name, so Little Boy that's going to kill. Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah,
to give it a name like that that's going to kill thousands of people.
It's not exactly a fitting name, but not quite. So, do you remember how you said that was kind of maybe a factual? Is that more of a documentary type film, or is it a...
This film, the Shatner film?
Yeah.
It's all about the atom bomb, you know. Everything that... I'm sure it would really help you with your study and every sort of...
Do you ever remember watching any kind of fiction type films, ones that aren't really stories about the bomb, or any films like that? Or any books or?
I've got loads of books here about the past, but I don't know whether any of them have got anything about the bomb in them, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you find out the information that you did then about the bomb? Like, what?
It's just listening, like, as you say, we went to the pictures a lot in them days.
Yeah.
And they had the newsreels, they always had newsreels, and you've seen it all on there, you know, and people talking, and the newspapers,
yeah.
and you heard about, like, people, like, the Cold War was on, and they were all, you know, all hating each other. Khrushchev was fighting with the Russians, hated the Yanks hated the Russians,
yeah.
And they thought, oh, God, is one of them going to... And then we started getting involved, you know, and they thought, oh, my God, is one of them going to drop a bomb on us?
Yeah,
it's a horrible thing to live. Even now, I mean, the threat still is always going to be there when the bombs are there, aren't they?
Mm.
The threat's always going to be there.
And so was it quite a prominent thing when you went to the cinema and you saw these newsreels? Was it there quite a lot, or was it maybe a weekly or how?
No, it wasn't there every time you went, but there was a little bit of a rumbling in Parliament and government and that, a little bit of a rumbling going on. You'd start thinking all about it again, and I hope no one's going to be mad enough to...
So with little things like that, maybe little disputes, would they kind of set off these ideas again?
Yeah.
I've got a few other little bits as well. The quality isn't great, but there's this one here is a newspaper article which was kind of published the day after it was dropped, and the headline is the bomb that has changed the world.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about kind of that sentence, the bomb that's changed the world?
Well, it has changed the world in a way. But now, I mean, just the Japanese said during the war that they'd never ever quit.
Yeah.
They'd never give in. But that then two bombs, fortnight after that, they gave in.
Yeah.
And you wonder if them bombs hadn't been dropped, what would have happened? But they'd never give in. How far would it have gone after that? We'll never ever know, will we?
No.
But at the time, the Japanese were really hated, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was terrified of the way Japanese used to strike a bit of fear in me, you know, because He said, what will you do if they ever invade your countries or get anywhere, you know? But I suppose it changed the world in that way, that maybe, well, hopefully it stopped any more big wars happening,
yeah,
world wars happening.
So would you say it's fair to say that it has changed the world, or has it not changed
well,
the world?
It probably has changed. It's changed the world in one way, that hopefully we won't have, you know. But in a way, there's always going to be that fear.
Yeah.
Even for people like you, I mean, the fear that there's something like that in the world.
Yeah.
And there's always that possibility that you're going to get someone come to the fore that is going to want to try it, you know, to try to use it.
Yeah.
Isn't it? They're going to, why did they have them? You know, you think, why did they have them? Are they ever going to want to use them? They're going to want to use them.
Mm.
That's always the fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm old now, I suppose. It doesn't make a difference to me, but I've got little grandkids, like great-grandkids, and you think, is their future going to be safe, like,
yeah,
you know? Or is someone going to one day want to try to use these bombs again?
Mm.
I feel safe if they went in the world, but as my son said, if they went in the world, maybe we'd get more wars.
Yeah.
You know? So it's hard to know exactly. I mean, the thing is, we've got them now and they're there to stay, aren't they, by the looks of it?
Yeah. I've got a couple of other little bits here as well. It's not like any, it's not really quality, but this is a civil defence thing, and you said before about how you got some leaflets doing things, and this is like an advertisement for civil defence. Do you ever remember anything like that, any civil defence?
Not, I remember hearing about the civil defence, you know.
Yeah.
But the only thing I remember is to say the women, you know, fighting, they're marching with these badges.
I've got a picture here of a march as well. I guess the picture quality's not great, but there's people there all marching. So was that...
Probably Phil's probably on there.
Oh, there is she?
Yeah, she will be, yeah.
Did you read about these types of things a lot?
10,000 bandits, yeah. I mean, you did hear, I have to say, I always admire these people. I don't know why, I mean, I was that busy with my family and that, but really looking back now, I wish I had gone on these things and supported them all, you know.
So,
I mean, they did all this, but did it make a lot of difference, really? If they'd have wanted to do it, they'd, you know,
yeah.
It didn't stop, they still got the bomb, haven't they?
Yeah.
So it didn't stop that, did it?
No.
But,
if you have to say about kind of nuclear issues and things, have you got maybe a memory that sticks out, or have you got kind of one thing, one, or is it, you said about your daughter and you went to
That's the main thing that I've always remembered.
Yeah.
But that kind of struck a fear in my heart.
Yeah.
I thought for a nurse to say that to a new mother.
Mm.
Looking back now, I thought it was a terrible thing for a nurse to say. And she said, people like you make me sick.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought she knew something. It kind of it played on my mind for a long time, that.
Did you feel different then before maybe you had children? Did it, when you were thinking about kind of a family and things, did it make you think differently in that way?
Having a family makes you worry more.
Yeah.
When you've only got yourself to worry about, it's you just, you know, come day, go day kind of thing. But once you've got somebody else there, you've got a child there that, I mean, you're wrapped up in that child, that's your future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their future.
Yeah.
And you worry for them, that they're going to have a safe world to grow up in.
Was there anything that kind of made you feel safe, or anything that maybe put a cap on the fears? What? Did you change anything? Did anything make you feel less worried about
the other thing you used to think, and that was a terrible thing to say, but you used to think, well, one thing, if a bomb does drop, we'll all go together.
Yeah.
We'll all go, there'll be no one picked out, we'll all go together.
Yeah.
And that was always, well, if, you know, everyone will go, there'll be nothing left. And they used to say, well, you won't know nothing about it. If it dropped, you won't know a thing about it. You could drop while you're asleep and you'll never wake up. These are the things people used to say, you know.
But was that kind of, as strange as it sounds, was that a comforting thing to you? Did that make you feel any less worried? Or did that kind of
in a way, it might have been that the thought that you ain't going to be in us on your own kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to say really, isn't it? Yeah, everyone gets together.
Yeah.
It's just it's strange, but I used to think to myself, well, if a drug driver was asleep, you'd never ever know. But, as I say, you always had that fear of it, some madman wanting to try us out, you know.
Yeah.
But, over the years, you kind of, it goes out of your mind a bit.
Yeah.
Only like you've brought this up now, you start thinking all about it again, you know.
Well, I've got to think about it.
It's not got me worried now, I mean...
Would you say you've kind of gone with your kind of knowledge and understanding and your fear, would you say that's kind of maybe gone in kind of waves and patterns? So maybe let's say you were fear, but you don't really feel like that anymore.
No, no,
changed.
I don't feel fear, and that's, if you start thinking about it, you think, well, them bombs are still there, like, you know. And I think when, you know when... governments are arguing amongst each other about various things. You've always got the back of your mind that something terrible could happen.
But it's not like a fear, which like a constant fear, like it was.
No,
before.
No. It's just something brings it to your mind, maybe. And I watched in them films when my son looked at last week.
Yeah.
I thought it brought that dad up. That was absolutely more horrific than I realised at the time, you know.
But whereas it's not a constant fear anymore, was it a constant fear then?
More or less than it was for a long time, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is it that made you not as worried anymore?
Well, then? I think your mind's, as I say, you're bringing your children up and you're going out to work and your mind's taking up with other things then, you know. And slowly as they all start getting on with each other, the government's done, they say they aren't here and been left with cold walls over.
Yeah.
And you start thinking, oh, that's good. You know, it makes you feel good to think that everybody's getting on with each other, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you must even feel that now. And, you know, when, at the moment we're in this trouble with the money trouble, aren't we? But, you know, as you think, all the governments are getting on with each other as regards war, apart from Iraq, right? That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, there'll always be wars, won't there?
Sadly, yeah, I think
there'll
so.
Always be men, so there'll always be wars.
It's the men's fault.
Basically it is, isn't it? They do love it, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they do. I know by my son, she asked him to miss. He said, oh, look at that, what's that?
Is that like to the mush when you say, is that
what you're talking about? Listen, you can't say that's not fabulous. I said, yeah, but it's a thing of... It looks fabulous, but think of what it's doing to the air and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
All that smoke's got to go somewhere, you know. And we're looking at it in a little screen, but it's absolutely miles wide, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's massive. It's not just like what you see on the screen or that little picture.
Yeah.
It's a massive thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Very big. But did this as well, think about nuclear type things. Did you ever think about nuclear power? How do you feel towards that?
Well,
or did you ever consider
I was a bit frightened at first. I thought nuclear power, it's all to do with... See, I don't really know a lot about the atoms. I can't get my mind around atoms and that. But I always a bit afraid of nuclear power. Now, this Japanese thing, that's really scary what's happened there. Now, that could happen anywhere in the world, couldn't it? Well, then, you know, power generators and that. But... they reckon it's a thing we've got to have. Otherwise we wouldn't survive, would we, without the power, the electricity and all that.
But do you feel quite safe in the fact that we have these and it's producing electricity? Do you feel okay towards that?
I feel safe in one way, as long as they're well cared for and well looked after, that responsible people are in charge of them.
Yeah.
I mean, this earthquake, that was something no one could stop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They just damaged them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's frightening really to think. But they have no control over that, and it's just caused a lot of trouble in Japan, hasn't it?
Yeah. No. And if you have to describe how much you know about kind of your nuclear knowledge, on a scale of 1 to 10, how long do you...
Well, not a lot, really. Only my own thoughts on this, but say about 5 maybe. I'm not really that knowledgeable on the
on the issues themselves.
But
how do you say though that your feelings towards it would get to scale them up. Would you say they're strong? Like, would you give it a...
They're strong against them.
Yeah.
Strong, yeah. Say about 9 out of 10 against the atomic bomb,
yeah. Well, I think I'm just going to have a quick redo of my questions to make sure I've covered
everything. Why are you doing that? I'll just save it. We'll save it. Anything in that little...
Okay, yeah.
It's growing in there all the time. It's growing in there.
And just one kind of last question. You know, if you talk about it with your friends and family, do you ever remember people having different opinions to you or any arguments about nuclear issues?
Only people used to say, well, let's stop the war, brought an end to the war kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was the main thing, you know. But it brought an end to the world in a way that was actually, you know, about 25,000 people were killed, weren't they?
Yeah.
That not the way you wanted the war to end, was it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's about everything, to be honest. So I'll just...